I guess I am recording. I'm not live, in case you didn't know. This is recording. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that sound coming in. I don't even know if you could hear. Yeah, apparently the intro music doesn't even play through this process, and so it doesn't go anywhere. I may have to restart this thing. I'm kind of wondering if. Audio input device, audio input capture two. Now there's nothing else that works. So yeah, we're just going to cancel that. Welcome to the world of live streaming, folks. This is, I was really starting to like Rumble, not to admit. I was starting to like Rumble a lot because I was actually getting views right out of the box. Very first show, getting views. Different than what I was experiencing with YouTube. By the way, this is my cup tonight, and I can tell you what's in it. It is sweet tea from Texas Roadhouse. I had a fine dining experience this evening at Texas Roadhouse. I had the 8-ounce grilled salmon with rice in a side salad. It's very yummy, and of course their tea there is pretty good. I had to get some more of that. I had to get a little bit to go. So that was good. I believe this microphone is working, which is a pretty decent microphone, actually. I might slide it over here. You just can't quite see it there, can you? Right there. There it is. There it is. It's just under the vision. That's all planned. That's part of the techno world. Now, don't look at these. Can't see these things. How's that? It would seem that this is actually picking something up right here. I wasn't planning on this being picked up, actually, as an audio input, but it is. So who cares? Boy, there is a huge amount of backlash apparently right now coming from some people even on the left. I think this whole thing with the Chicago school system, you're starting to hear the rumblings of the masses right now, and it's not good for the leftists. The administration is starting to backpedal now on some of their data. I don't know how much of this is watershed from the craziness that we heard from the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, Sotomayor and Kagan, and a few others made comments, and I wish I had recordings of them right now, but I don't. I'm in a hotel in Appleton, Wisconsin, and right now it's, I think it's -4 degrees here or something ridiculous. And so at that point, my brain freezes up and I just don't really think about it. Yeah, it's -2 degrees right now in Appleton, Wisconsin. Negative two. So if you're listening to this on the audio, you can't see my phone with the -2 thing on it. Now, the really important thing you have to look at is, what is the forecast temperature for 2 a.m. in the morning right there? 2 a.m., can you see that? 2 a.m., -8. -8 degrees. That's less than degrees. There are fewer degrees than actually exist. It's not just 0 degrees. There are just not no degrees. There's negative degrees. It takes degrees from you if you go outside. It saps you from degrees. So I've been trying for the last hour and a half, actually longer than that, to try to get the Rumble streaming thing going. Now, the Rumble, it's very clunky. It's very awkward. It's not very user-friendly. Every time you want to do a live stream, you have to get a new stream key. To get a stream key, you have to upload a looping video that's less than a minute. If it's 1 minute and 1 second, it will try to load it. It'll take 10 minutes trying to load. And then when it gets done, it'll say, it's over 1 minute. Oh, okay. I guess it's 1 minute and 1 second. So I had to go back and edit it again, edit that, upload it again. And you can't just keep one uploaded for future use on your page. Why, I don't know. It's probably still on, all the other videos I've uploaded are probably still on their server, but I can't do that. So I have to go back and upload a video every stinking time. Well, now that I'm on my laptop, I didn't happen to have one on my laptop. I thought I had put one, well, actually, I was unable to get one on my iCloud because I was going to do that before I left home. Didn't get that done. So now it's still on my computer at my house. Didn't get uploaded onto the iCloud so that I couldn't just download it and or reload it from here. I had to create a new one. So that's what I ended up doing. I don't know. I think, let me see if I can play that. Now I'm using my OBS software right now, my streaming software that I have that works. It works. And I've let me see if I have another way to add a scene here while I'm in the process. And I will play this little thing for you to show you just what. Oh well, that's nice. I still have audio going on, so I don't know if I lost the scene there or not. We'll see what happens here. I want to try to put a. I wonder if that's a media source, video capture device. I think I'm just going to try the media here. Media source. Yeah, we're just going to put intro file. Put that on there. We'll see what happens with this. And I don't know. Browse. Have to start browsing documents. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's okay. Podcast files. And then we come down here to this right here, and we can put that in there. Now let's see if this will actually play. I don't know if it will or not. It's playing. I can't hear it. But I believe it's playing. So at least you can, if you're watching the video, I think you can see this. And I think you possibly can hear it. Oh, it's not, although it's not giving you the full picture, let me see if I can actually make this, get you the whole picture here. I don't know. We'll see what happens with this. Let's make it, that doesn't make any sense. No, it's not. All right, well, we'll just do that. There you go. That's as good as it's going to get. And I think it's playing music as well. It's supposed to take about a minute. I'm going to go back to the other camera right now. I'm going to get rid of that scene. Because it's, you know, you I'm sure you'd rather see me than see that thing. That's the little video I was going to try to have loop. Well, I loaded it all up there. Finally, after getting it loaded on, getting to the next page, just about to get my stream key, and it said, something happened with this page. You have to go reload it again. So I reloaded it, and then it wanted me to start all over again. Reloading the other video just to get the thing to the next page so I could get the stream key. And you know what? It takes about 10 minutes at the current rate of upload speed I have here at this hotel. It would have taken me another 10 minutes. And I said, you know what? No, that's 10 minutes into the show that I could be doing right now, just recording it and be done. So there you go. That's my little rant for the evening. Now, having said all of that, I do have, now that the show is about half over, I just wanted to mention, and this seems to be happening in real time as we speak here tonight. There's some shows on, I don't know what's happening on, I haven't been watching CNN and MSNBC. I just can't stomach watching them sometimes. The Omnicorny Crown is coming to town, and it's coming all over the place. Everybody's getting it. We're getting a lot of bad information. And of course, everybody's scared of it. Everybody's scared of the Omnicorny Crown. And we are now getting, of course, now AOC, latest breakthrough information here is that AOC now has Omnicorny Crown, or at least she has COVID anyway. And because she was down in Florida partying up with everybody else that she says is irresponsible. So I guess she went down there to be irresponsible. She was jealous of everybody, all these irresponsible individuals, and so she had to go down there and be responsible with them. So apparently, she says she caught it, or that she doesn't say where she caught it. All she's saying is she got it. Now, I'm surprised she didn't come out and say, see, I told you that it's dangerous down there. I got Omnicorny Crown, and because everybody else got it. I got it from everybody down there that wasn't wearing a mask. Well, okay. Masks. Need I say more? Yes, I need to say more. The masks, folks. The mask hysteria is over the top. Everyone's wearing a mask right now. I'm not wearing a mask at the moment. But people are masking up again. Masks worked so well 2 years ago when we first started this thing. Well, they didn't work well at all because, according to Anthony Fauci, we didn't need to wear masks. Now, I have learned enough about Anthony Fauci to know that he should be in prison. There are now senators and some congressmen who are saying that Anthony Fauci should be in prison. This is getting serious. We are now finally getting some senators and congressmen who are getting the real numbers and the real data, and they're paying attention. They're certainly much more informed than some of the SCOTUS individuals. Here's the thing about the whole SCOTUS thing. Let me just get this off my chest, because this is kind of bothers me. It doesn't matter whether or not the vaccine is effective or not with regard to the Supreme Court case about this mandate thing. It doesn't matter whether we're in the midst of a full-blown death grip pandemic and the vaccine is the thing that will save us all. If there are bodies piling up in the streets, the Supreme Court does not rule on whether or not. They are not a legislative branch of government. This is where we get into this whole thing of representation on the SCOTUS that is just absolutely stupid. They do not understand. They are trying to make it another branch of legislative government, and that is not what it is. It is there to, with blinders on, look at the law and regulate and determine whether or not it is constitutional based on constructionist principles. That's what they are supposed to be there to do. The mandates are not constitutional, period. Regardless of whether the vaccines work or not, the mandates are not constitutional. One can argue, which I still don't think is correct, even correct at all either, that healthcare workers, certain individuals in food processing, that kind of thing, could be held to a standard of, yes, you have to be vaccinated in order to work here. Frankly, I don't even agree with that. I guess if a private business wants to make that a term of employment, that's their business to some extent. However, if you are an existing employee, now what gets me about this is that the unions aren't getting involved. The unions are caving on this. When you're working in a company and you're in a collective bargaining agreement, you're working for a union, and that the term of employment changes with that employer all of a sudden. And the unions don't say anything about it, or they go along with it without taking a vote, without changing anything, without a letter of agreement, without anything happening there. That is a violation of collective bargaining rules right there. And everyone is so afraid to take a stand against this thing. But there is finally a little bit of a wave turning. And I believe that the SCOTUS got an earful after the things that they said at the hearing last Friday. My understanding is people are all over this. They don't like the fact that there is so much dis and misinformation coming from people who are determining policy, which they shouldn't be doing. They should not be determining policy here, folks. That's the problem with having all these representatives and on the court that make it look like us. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what their gender is. The law has no gender. The law has no race or orientation. The law is the law. and it should be upheld for every single individual, regardless of what your background is or where you came from or whatever it is. That should not have a part of what it is. It should be based on individual rights, not group rights or special rights. And that is what we have. So they're trying to make this policy adjustment, policy determination. Well, how can we, in the midst of this pandemic with thousands of people, 750,000 people yesterday were, had 750,000 new cases yesterday. By the way, this whole 500 million, you know, Biden supposedly, we're going to have 500 million tests available. Okay, how does that work? Because now they can't get them. They're just now signing contracts to get those tests. The problem we have with this whole test thing is that they just can't just spool up. They just can't automatically all of a sudden just go out and buy 500 million tests. And even if they could, when you have a workforce of about 100 million people, and regardless of whether or not you've been vaccinated, you're going to have to be tested, because guess what? The numbers are finally coming out into the mainstream. And this is, I've even heard this from some senators and some congressmen now. They are finally seeing the data. The data says if you have been vaccinated, you are more likely to get Omicron than you are to not get it if you're not vaccinated or if you have natural immunity. Now, Omicron doesn't care. It is spreading like wildfire among everybody out there. It looks almost as if, at this point, if you have not had coronavirus by this point, you may actually have genetic natural immunity to the coronavirus to some degree. There's a percentage of the population that has a natural immunity to this thing that they will never get it. Pretty amazing. It's like you're a bunch of freaks. You're never going to get it. You're just a bunch of freaks. So, and then there are those who have natural immunity, and they have the ability to fight it off, and they have from day one. They don't have any comorbidities. The CDC director finally came out today and yesterday, actually last night, and finally started to admit that people who are dying in hospitals with Omicron, on average, 75% of them, this is her number, not mine, this is her number, that she quoted this number. I do know that this, you have to keep this in mind. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a life coach. I am a scuba diver. I don't think it has anything to do with this. I'm just a guy with a microphone with some opinions, and you can do what you want to with them. That's my disclaimer. I just want to throw this out there for you. 87.3% of all statistics are made up on the spot. It's true. As far as you know. I could be just making that up, though. I don't know. So we have this issue with the CDC director finally coming out and admitting that 75% of the people who have died from from COVID. Now, she didn't specify whether this was Delta or not, but they did say that it had to have been Delta or the original, possibly beta strain also. Because the numbers are just now are coming in with the last, I don't know what it was, at the last 6 months or so. And most of the deaths that have happened over the past year have been from people who had at least four other comorbidities that they would have died from regardless of whether they had. But they were basically very ill people. We're just now hearing about this. Isn't that interesting? Speaking of hearing, I'm hearing my background music, which I don't think you can hear. I don't think it's coming through. But if you could hear it, you would be able to hear